A Christian wedding officiant practice must support biblical marriage with truth, grace, and public clarity. Those three words belong together. Truth matters because marriage is not ours to redefine. Grace matters because couples are real people with real stories, wounds, questions, immaturity, hope, and need. Public clarity matters because a wedding is not only a private emotional moment, it is a public covenant witness. The challenge is learning how to hold these together. Some officiants are tempted to lead with truth in a way that feels cold, harsh, or combative. They may speak accurately, but the couple feels shamed or handled roughly. Other officiants are tempted to lead with warmth in a way that becomes vague. They want the couple to feel welcomed, so they avoid saying what Christian marriage actually means. Neither path is faithful enough. Jesus came full of grace and truth. His people must learn that same pattern. In wedding ministry, truth means we honor God's design for marriage between one man and one woman in covenant faithfulness. We do not treat marriage as a lifestyle accessory, a temporary experiment, or merely a romantic celebration. Grace means we remember that the bride and groom are embodied souls. They may come with complicated families, past regrets, sexual history, divorce wounds, church hurt, fear, or spiritual immaturity. The officiant does not need to approve of every past decision in order to serve with compassion. Grace and truth together allow the officiant to say, "Christian marriage is holy and God's mercy is near." Public clarity means the officiant does not leave everyone guessing. A couple should know what kind of ceremony the officiant can lead. A family should hear that this is a Christian wedding. A venue should understand that the officiant is not merely a hired speaker. The officiant should be clear about prayer, scripture, vows, license responsibilities, boundaries, and preparation expectations. Clarity builds trust. For example, a couple may say, "We want something spiritual, but not too religious." A vague officiant might say, "Sure, whatever you want." A harsh officiant might say, "Then I cannot help you." A faithful officiant might say, "I am glad you want the ceremony to be meaningful. Because I serve as a Christian wedding officiant, I prepare ceremonies that honor God's design for marriage." That can be simple and warm, but it will still be clearly Christian. Let's talk about what that means. That kind of response is truthful, gracious, and clear. The same applies to remarriage couples. The officiant should not treat remarriage as merely another event. There may be grief, repentance, children, blended family dynamics, or unresolved wounds. Grace listens. Truth takes covenant seriously. Clarity defines the officiant's role and knows when referral is needed. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. This posture strengthens your practice. It also protects the witness of Christ. Your wedding officiant practice should never sound like a business trying to please everyone. It should sound like a Christian ministry that serves real couples with warmth, courage, boundaries, and biblical conviction. Truth without grace can bruise people. Grace without truth can confuse people. Public clarity helps people trust what you are actually offering. As you build your practice, do not ask only, "Can I perform this ceremony?" Ask, "Can I serve this bride and groom with truth, grace, and clarity before God?" That is the better question.